This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. From wet weather and floods to drought and wildfires, Mother Nature has put farmers behind schedule with spring planning. Floods that have been getting a lot of media attention are only a small part of the problem. Some in the cattle industry in Texas are likely to quit the business due to forage problems, according to Bob Young, the American Farm Bureau Federation's chief economist. Young says producers are facing some real challenges. Those cattle eat grass, and if the grass isn't there because it's all dried up, they've either got to go out and buy additional grass someplace and ship it in, or move the animals to feed. Droughts are classified by severity, D1, D2, and up to D4, which are those in Texas. Young explained that these are the worst droughts that they've had, and they're talking about 200 plus days without rain in some parts of the country. The American Farm Bureau Federation recently hosted the 2011 AFBF Rural Development Conference for State Farm Bureau staff and leaders to learn about successful rural development initiatives that can be adapted by state and county farm bureaus nationwide. The meeting, held in cooperation with the Kentucky and Indiana Farm Bureaus, took place at the Kentucky Farm Bureau office in Louisville. More than 65 people participated from 20 state farm bureaus. Don Mack of the Rural Policy Research Institute Center for Entrepreneurship and Harry Watts of Kansas Farm Bureau led a session on how farm bureaus can help build economic opportunity through entrepreneurship to ensure a good future for rural communities. Additional sessions focused on finding resources and collaborators for community building initiatives, capitalizing on natural resources on the farm, reaching consumers through direct marketing, insurance issues to consider in agribusiness development, and policies developed by state farm bureaus to support rural development initiatives. State Farm Bureau staff shared information about successful rural development programs that have been undertaken by their state farm bureaus. Experts at Michigan State University are reminding farmers that they should proceed with caution before signing contracts for mineral, oil, gas, or wind rights. Consulting an attorney before signing any agreement of this type is wise. According to MSU, oil and gas developers are approaching farmers and landowners asking to lease their land for oil exploration. Offers for mineral rights also are being extended, at times in the form of a letter without a formal lease agreement for review. The MSU Extension Oil and Gas webpage provides information and resources on this topic. With increased numbers of vehicles and drivers, we need to know how to safely travel our nation's highways. Ask yourself the following questions. Do you effectively utilize your vehicle's safety equipment, such as lap and shoulder belts, head restraints, and the airbag system? How do you recognize and deal with impaired, distracted, or negligent drivers? What are the driving principles that can save your life? Have you ever wondered how you could deal with driving conditions, weather, road, traffic, etc., over which you have absolutely no control? With an aging population, how can older drivers adapt to our current and future highway environment? Are you interested in saving on travel expenses such as fuel, vehicle maintenance, and insurance costs? If you've ever considered any of these questions as a driver, then find the answers to these and many more traffic issues by enrolling in the defensive driving course that is being offered on June 7th and 8th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Macoupin County Farm Bureau office in Carlinville. The registration fee of $15 covers course material, instruction, and lunch on both days. The Macoupin County Farm Bureau will be sponsoring the presentation. The course is open to any people 55 years of age and older who are Farm Bureau members. An examination is not required to complete the course or receive certification. This program was developed by the National Safety Council and is internationally recognized for its significant contribution to our nation's traffic safety effort. The course is very informative, entertaining, and current with the present program recently being updated to reflect today's driving standards and environment. The instructor will be Doug Sommer of Pekin, Illinois, who is a safety educator with Country Insurance and Financial Services for over 30 years. After his retirement from the insurance company, Doug started his own safety business, Sommer Safety Sessions, which offers safety programs, seminars, and the defensive driving course. To register for the course, contact the Farm Bureau office at 854-2571. Macoupin County Farm Bureau will host a preventative health screening event on Friday, June 24th for residents in and around your community. The event is also being sponsored by Lifeline Screening and will perform the following screenings: carotid artery blockage, arterial fibrillation, abdominal aortic aneurysm, peripheral arterial disease, and osteoporosis. These screenings are recommended for anyone 50 and older or 40 and over with cardiovascular risk factors. They are non-invasive, painless, and take 60 to 90 minutes to complete. The results, which are mailed directly to you, will help you and your doctor protect your health. Stroke, vascular, and heart rhythm package for $139. Call 1-888-653-6441 to schedule your appointment. We recently spoke with the onset of spring that drivers need to be more aware of large, slow-moving farm vehicles as they traverse rural roads during planting season. With a cold and wet spring, planting season has been extended a bit, and so that provides us with the opportunity to revisit that safety message and encourage the folks operating those large implements to practice safe driving habits as well. With farmers sometimes working late into the night to take advantage of the windows of good weather, it's important to remind them that despite the size of the vehicles they're driving, they're not always easy to see. It's critical, as well as the law, to use the reflective orange slow-moving vehicle triangles on any implement operated on public roadways. It's also a good idea to use reflective marking tape and additional reflectors on the extremities of the equipment to make them as visible as possible. Another good idea is to turn on any hazard lights mounted on farm equipment while traveling on a roadway. Any fieldwork lights should be turned off. Their brightness and location could confuse, distract, or startle an oncoming driver into an unsafe maneuver. Be sure that large implements are outfitted with mirrors that are wide enough to see what is behind you. And always, as required by law, use turn signals to indicate when you're going to turn into a field or driveway. Operators of farm implements should be considerate motorists, just as they would expect of others. In addition to using turn signals, large equipment drivers should be aware of all traffic, oncoming, in front of them and behind them. If traffic is backed up and road and shoulder conditions are safe, the operator should consider pulling over temporarily to let traffic pass. And when traveling on public roads, an effort should be made to avoid the busiest roads during times of day. It's important for motorists to drive safely around lumbering farm equipment, but it's just as important for those operating that large machinery to do it in as safe a manner as possible for the rest of the driving public. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.